I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. One of the first signs of a new era was the Tamagotchi, a handheld virtual pet that aroused tender feelings in its owners. Now Spike Jonze offers a vision of our era's evolution in a blissfully inventive fantasy called Her. It's the story of Theodore Twombly, he's played by Joaquin Phoenix, a lonely guy who falls in love with his smartphone's operating system. Not just any OS, you understand, and certainly not a system with the emotional limitations of Apple's Siri. This OS, marketed by a software company in the near future, is highly intelligent, eager to learn, eerily intuitive, ardent when aroused, and able to speak for herself, her name is Samantha, in the lovely voice of Scarlett Johansson. She doesn't have a body, but in the deathless words of Some Like It Hot, nobody's perfect. Spike Jonze approaches perfection in the department of deadpan humor. He draws us into Theodore's world and develops it brilliantly by playing everything scrupulously straight. There's no big drama when Theodore's new OS comes up for the first time and Samantha says, almost casually, "Hello, I'm here." Great romances don't always begin with thunderclaps or violins. He's surprised but intrigued, so they chat, and soon he realizes how good she is at getting a sense of who he is and what he needs. In a matter of nanoseconds, she scans the thousands of emails in his inbox, a few make her laugh, and decides that 86 are worth saving. "We can delete the rest," she says. He agrees, casually, and just like that, a new normal has been established for them and for us. The film builds its huge appeal on what we already know about ourselves, at least those of us who've entered into relationships with mobile devices, and it addresses a question that's never been asked until now. Can you have good phone sex with a phone? For Theodore, the answer is a clear yes. All of the performances are impeccable, both in their humanity and comic timing. The humanity is expressed not only by Phoenix and by Amy Adams, who's quietly exquisite as Theodore's filmmaker friend, but by Scarlett Johansson. Her voice conveys a wider range of feelings than anyone else's. Samantha's program allows for upgrades, and when she gets one, her relationship with Theodore grows more complex. "I'm yours, and I'm not yours," she admits. In other words, the kind of quantum state love that's all too common in affairs of the heart. What gives the film a big upgrade is its gift for understated poetry with intimations of philosophy. She brings him out of himself, but she grows too, and finally leaves us feeling tenderness toward our own limited but sensitive species. "The heart's not like a box that gets filled up," she tells Theodore. "It expands in size the more you love." This beautiful film conjures with feelings, wondering all the while whether you need to be human to have them. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.